Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed the study that found that statins enhance rotator cuff healing following repair through stimulation of the acute inflammatory phase. Statins may be a useful modality to improve tendon healing and reduce re-tear rates. Rotator cuff repair failure is common. The mechanism by which poor healing occurs is multifactorial, for example, mechanical and biochemical issues. One contributing factor of insufficient healing may be a lack of inflammatory cells at the insertion site, which reduces the tendon's natural reparative process. The use of pharmaceuticals to control inflammation may improve tendon healing, for example, statins. The popular lipid-lowering drug, are suggested to modify inflammation. Therefore, the objective of this study was to determine the effect of statins on tendon healing following rotator cuff repair in rats and on tenocyte cultures in a petri dish. Tenocytes are a type of cell in tendons. For the first study, 48 rats underwent supraspinatus detachment and repair and were randomized into four groups. The first received a statin, and the second received celecoxib, a COX-2 selective non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. The third group received a statin and celecoxib, and the fourth group received saline only. The researchers administered the drugs once a day for 21 days. All rats were sacrificed, and mechanical testing was performed on the supraspinatus tendon. For the second study, tenocytes were isolated from 3 rats and 3 humans. The researchers performed assays to assess RNA expression, cell proliferation, cell adhesion, and wound healing. In the first study, the researchers demonstrated an increase in maximal load and stiffness in the statin group compared with the control, celecoxib, and the statin plus celecoxib groups. In the second study, the authors demonstrated enhanced tenocyte proliferation, migration, and adhesion in the statin group compared with the control group. Results from this study suggest that administration of statins following repair enhances biomechanical properties of the supraspinatus tendon. This effect was likely achieved due to enhanced tenocyte proliferation, adhesion, and migration. Interestingly, the beneficial effect of this statin on tendon healing was reduced when administered with the anti-inflammatory drug celecoxib. This suggests that the beneficial effect of this statin could be attributed to the stimulation of acute inflammation following tendon repair. A previous study demonstrated that early administration of ibuprofen following tendon repair is detrimental to healing. Taken together, the results from these studies suggest that an early acute inflammatory response may be important in tendon healing. However, the effect of inflammation on tendon injury and repair remains controversial and unclear. This study necessitates further clinical studies to investigate the role of inflammation in tendon healing and to examine the use of statins as a treatment modality for improving tendon healing. In the meantime, the study is a nice reminder to clinicians that the inflammatory response is not always our enemy. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that following autologous chondrocyte implantation, performance-based and patient-reported outcomes can be valuable for measuring success. Patient-reported outcomes were better at all postoperative time points, while performance-based measurements decreased for the first 6 months following autologous chondrocyte implantation. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study in the Journal of Athletic Training that found that in the presence of quadriceps dysfunction, females experienced more pronounced reductions in quadriceps function after exercise than males. This may have significant implications for re-injury and joint osteoarthritis. We also shared a prospective study reported in the American Journal of Sports Medicine that found that bilateral differences in shoulder range of motion was associated with elbow injuries in minor league pitchers, suggesting that prevention programs should address this issue. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.